Some South Coast researchers are working on a potentially revolutionary new approach to spaceflight, using lasers to propel craft to other planets or stars in a fraction of the current time. They say it may be possible to cut a 9-month trip to Mars down to a few weeks.
In theory, we can propel large spacecraft, like a human crewed mission to Mars. We think we have a path forward to get to Mars, for example, with humans in a month. And then in the far, far distant future, and this is not something that we're focusing on at the moment, so I don't want to mislead anybody, but it is possible in theory to use this technology to get humans to Mars in 3 days.
UC Santa Barbara physics professor Dr. Philip Lubin says making deep space exploration practical requires a radical change in thinking. He says the rockets we use now are based on 8-decade-old technology and have reached their practical limits.
This is part of a NASA program that we were funded out of the Advanced Concepts Office to look at future ways of sort of radically altering propulsion strategies. If you watch all of the launches, whether U.S. or other countries, and whether private sector or governmental sectors, and whether military or civilian, they all essentially use similar technologies, but all chemistry-based, to get off the surface of the Earth.
Lubin says the rockets, like the ones developed by SpaceX, are certainly more efficient than those from a half century ago, but are still limited by basic physics.
The bottom line is chemistry can only take us so far, and we've more or less gotten the end of the line in terms of speed for chemistry. We can build bigger rockets, but we can't build faster rockets. And that's just a limitation having to do with the amount of propellants that you can, fraction of propellant that you can shove out the exhaust pipe.
So the researcher says that NASA and others interested in this field are looking at alternatives to traditional rockets.
People have looked at things like solar sails, which they do work more or less, but they're not going to get you to ultra-high speeds. Nuclear rockets, nothing really launched. There was a lot of work done on the ground, and that works pretty well. You get about twice the exhaust speed of chemistry, but still nowhere near speed light. So there's only two possibilities for getting speed light that we know of. Currently, one is to build a matter-antimatter annihilation engine, burning matter plus the equivalent antimatter. We don't know how to do that currently, and the other is using light.
He says that initially the idea is to test this concept using tiny craft the size of a computer wafer.
In order to get really fast using this sort of light-driven or laser-driven technology, you would like to build a lower mass spacecraft. The lower the mass, the faster you go.
They've been working on the concept at UCSB. The team includes Varun Iyer and Nick Rupert. Rupert created a tiny spacecraft which fits in the palm of your hand. It was put on board a small plane for an around-the-world trip and sent back data as a test of the ability to miniaturize the technology. But Lubin says their main focus is on the propulsion system.
Most of our work goes into other areas, which is making laser systems which are of the scale that would be appropriate to boosting or propelling an object at extraordinarily high speeds.
The researcher says they look at this process like climbing a ladder. So how long will it take to get to the top?
We're just beginning this process of laser propulsion. It'll take another 30, to 50 years, I think, to really flush this out into, larger scale missions. There are lots of very, very, very hard problems in this. So I mostly keep my head to the floor, and our students are working in the lab on, showing that things work. And so far in the lab, things are working quite well.
Lubin says this laser-propelled technology could be a practical reality in 30 to 60 years if we get serious about pursuing it. You can find a link to the UCSB lab on our website, kclu.org, as well as a link to a new TED Talk about the subject by Dr. Lubin. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.